Yes, thank you for coming back. I don't know what happened, but obviously I got cut off, and so I'm finishing off part six. This is the same day. Get it correct. Okay, we were talking about the come out of her, my people. Just as we were called out of Egypt, he is calling us out of Babylon. He's calling us out of the white supremacist system of America. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. All the world is, all nations and everyone following the United States, following the great beasts, following Babylon, following us to their own destruction. And everyone is full of the wine, is drunk, is intoxicated with the media, the TV, the music, the drugs, the all the stuff that is out there. So that is why he's calling us out in this present day of present truth. So back to what is present truth, because that's what we're looking for. We want truth, but we want also present truth. Truth for today, truth for now, not true for the ancients, which is good to have, the ancients and so forth, but we also need the present truth. The present truth calls for you and I, and for I to come out of this world fall, failing, falling educational system. Okay? Now we know that the world system of education is failing in America. We know that. Our schools are failing, our students are failing. Yeah, we know that. And that our educational system is falling. Our education system through the media, through propaganda, is falling, and it's bringing us down into a fallen, far fallen condition than Adam and Eve has brought us. Which this system socially engineers people into Satan's image, not the image of Yahweh. And so at the time of the flood, there was only evil continually, only every imagination of the heart was only evil continually only. And that's what they are trying to get us today, with their images and their symbols and through their media, to brainwash us to the point that all we have and all we are is in the image of Lucifer himself. There are two complete states of perfection for humans. One, those who are deceived are individuals who do not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. Did you know that the love of the truth will save you? And if you don't love the truth, you will be lost. Now, some of y'all be saying, well, listen, man, I don't believe that. And why don't you believe that? Nobody wants to believe that. Why don't you want to believe that? Because it's not what you want to believe. Okay, well, that's your fault. That's your problem. Now let's see the scriptures that support this. These people who receive a strong delusion, these people will receive a strong delusion, which will have them believe a lie so that they might be damned, no matter if they in Jesus and all of this other stuff that they claim, that they might be damned because they believe not the truth. That's the key. You don't believe the truth. Amen. That's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm starting at verse number 9 through 12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be what? Saved. So the love of the truth will save. And for this cause, Yahweh Elohim will send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Yahweh's going to do what? Send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie, that they might be damned. Why? Because who believe not the truth. That's their problem. Truth, that's why we're here in search of truth. Because we know if we don't believe the truth, we are lost. No matter what church, denomination, or whatever we want to claim, we want to believe, no matter what nation, no matter anything, that they who believe the truth, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Will this complete fall, as they freely and willingly receive, as they freely and willingly receive the spirit of Satan, the god of this world? Remember, there's two things. Two complete states falling of perfection. That is the first one. Those that are deceived because they believe not the truth. Okay, the second one is the other state of perfection, is the perfecting of the 144,000. There will be two groups of people perfected, those that receive the mark of the beast and those that are the 144,000, who have become one with Elohim, atonement at one meant with the Elohim, by being sealed with Yahweh's name written in their foreheads, such that they reflect the image of Yahweh totally. This state of being perfects. This state of being perfected seals up and completes Yahweh's original purpose for creating humans. What was that? He had an original plan for creating humans, that we will fully reflect him to the world, to the animals, to everything. And so that's where we find ourselves today, in the same condition. And that's where Yahweh would like to take us. Don't be ashamed. Don't be mistaken. Understand what Yahweh has for us. What is his purpose for us? Where does he want to go with this? Well, let's read on. And let's see what else Yahweh would have us to know. Okay, the 7 points in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 spells out the final details for us in receiving the final atonement, becoming one with Elohim. Okay, let's turn there. Daniel chapter 9, verse number 23 and 24. Okay, it reads, "At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I came to show thee," that's Daniel, "for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city." So Yahweh is giving us 70 weeks that he's going to determine on thy people, on him. Not the Gentiles, not all this other folk, all that foolishness. On the Gentiles. Not on the Gentiles, just on his people. "And upon thy holy city." For what purposes? What is he doing with his people at the end of time? To finish the transgression. That's what he's talking about. He wants to finish transgression in our lives, in our thinking, in our existence, in our being. This is heavy stuff now. Okay? To finish the transgression. And to make an end of sin. Now notice these. Listen to what it is. Okay? These determinations, it's determined on us. First, to finish the transgression, sin ending in our lives. Let's get to 144. Two, to make an end of sins. An end of what? An end of sins. Now, some people claim all this stuff happened in the past, but transgression is not finished. Transgression is going on every day. There is not an end to sin in people's lives. So that's going on every day. So this can't be in the past. And to make reconciliation for iniquity. That's number two. To bring us back to Yahweh. Yes, he has done that. And four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. That's what he's talking about. Everlasting righteousness. Now, everlasting righteousness does not reign here on this planet. Okay? So, but during 1,000 years, he's going to bring in everlasting righteousness. Okay? And number five, number four, was that what? First one is to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sin. Number three is to make reconciliation for iniquity. Four is to bring in everlasting righteousness. Five, to seal up the vision. Okay, so the vision that he was given, everything that we're saying is now going to be sealed up. So it was sealed in the book of Daniel, and it's revealed in the book of Revelation. Revelation reveals the sealed book of the book of Daniel. That's what he said. He said, and to seal up the vision. That's what he's doing. Okay? Number six is also to seal up the prophecy, okay, of how this will occur. And number seven is to anoint the Most Holy. Okay? So it's some people look at this as the Most Holy, as Yahweh, at his baptism and all of these things. But this is future. Okay? So these are the 7 points in Daniel spells out the final detail for us to receive in the final atonement. This has to do with us, not Yahweh, not Yeshua. Yeshua came and did his part. The announcement of the complete fall of Babylon is Yahweh's last call to a dying world. So when he calls us out completely in Revelation 18, this is his last call to us, a dying world that is ready to perish. He is letting us know that our probation is about to close. Did you get that? Probation for man, humans, women, boys, girls is about to close. That's what the Day of Atonement and its fulfillment will be. Some claim it has passed in 1844. That's not true. And the fall, the complete fall of Babylon is Yahweh's last call to a dying world that is ready to perish. He is letting us know that our probation is about to close. And the fulfillment of Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, which we just read, is at hand. All will have to make a choice between true education and miseducation. That's where we are. Which one will you accept? Daniel and the three Hebrew worthies, they decided to accept true education. All the other Israelites accepted false or miseducation. So it is today. Are you accepting true education or false education? True education is go up and look at our curriculum and tell me what are you studying. Check it out at www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Check out, are you following true education with leads to the 144,000? Or are you following miseducation in a form of social engineering people into being controlled by the God of this world? That's all the media teaches you. They're not teaching you about Yahweh, they're teaching you about the God of this world. And that's why them kids have in their ears, they're just singing and they're breathing it even every moment of the day. And it is insanity. I don't even know how people can allow their kids to give them that so that they can do that. But people will be people. And we're in a lost world. Which God are you really following? That's right. No matter what church or denomination you go to, that ain't got nothing to do with it. What God are you really following? The God of this world? Which state of being will you be sealed in? At the fall, Adam surrendered his role as the God of this world to Satan. That's what happened. So he became the God of this world, Lucifer, when Adam gave it up. This is the reason why we must be born again, regenerated, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Of your mind, one, of your body, and of your soul. Now, this is all in my, on the website and my books. You can check it out. I'm just reading to you from it. Satan's objective is for us to fully reflect his image and character. by being one, the habitation or dwelling place of devils. That's what we read in Revelation chapter 18. Two, the hole or hiding place of every foul spirit. That's exactly what Black Ops is in America and all the stuff that we're doing under the table. And three, a cage or prison of every unclean and hateful bird. On the other hand, this is what Yahweh is telling us, that's why he's calling us out from this. What is he calling us into? He's calling us into, on the other hand, the 144,000. Become fully developed by being saturated and sealed with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain, referred to as the latter rain. This is the rain which seals the fruit in a perfect state and brings everything to harvest. Therefore, they truly become the first fruits of perfection. That's what the 144, the perfected people in Yahweh's mind. This is also a manifestation of Yahweh's first fruits, harvest of people to finally and completely reflect Yahweh's image as Adam and Eve were created to do, but they failed. Yahweh is completing the restoration of our souls. This prize and reward is becoming one with Elohim. That's what it is. If you want the prize and reward, it's becoming one with Elohim. It is the final atonement, at-one-ment with the Creator, which Yahweh calls the prize of the higher calling, perfection. To be part of this, we must learn to live and think like people who are pressing toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Elohim. Let us hear, understand, and know where you are taking us, what Yahweh is calling us to. Let us realize that. Let us move forward in understanding the perfection of his people. As we have talked about us leaving the manna in the wilderness, I want to finish that off. In the manna in the wilderness, he gave to them. That's where I was reading before I got cut off before. Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. Exodus chapter 1, 16, I'm reading 1 through 21. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, behold, I will rain. Okay, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to Elohim we had died at the hand of the wilderness in the land of Egypt, when we sat at the flesh pots. Okay, what did they say? They want to sit at the flesh pots. And when we did eat bread to our full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them. That's the whole test, the proving ground, testing us, whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So he's saying on the sixth day, on the seventh day you would rest because there'd be no manna rain, but on the sixth day you will get double and you will put it up for that. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto the children of Israel, at evening ye shall know that Yahweh hath brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of Yahweh, for he hath heard your murmuring against Yahweh. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, thus shall ye be, when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning flesh to the full. For that Yahweh heard your murmuring, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh. And Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he hath heard your murmuring. And that's what we're doing. We murmur so much about what we want to eat, drink, and sleep. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and as they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. And it came to pass that at evening quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay roll about the host. And when the dew that laid had gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there laid a small round thing, as small as a homer, frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for which not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an homer, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses, but some of them left it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. When the sun waxed hot, it melted. Okay? So this is the manner that it was talking about. Now in Numbers chapter 11, verses starting at verse 1 through 10, and when the people complained, it displeased Yahweh, and Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of Yahweh burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the utmost part of the camp. And the people called unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto Yahweh, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burnt among them. Okay, so as they complained about what Yahweh was giving them, he gave them angels' food. Okay, he gave them this. Notice in verse number 4, and this is Numbers 11. Okay, here it says, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. The who? The mixed multitude, okay? That's the Israelites. Those are the people that hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised in heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit. Remember, he says, here's the old path, here is the old way. So he gave them the manner to say, this is the old path. Let me take you back to the original diet after the fall. He tried to take us there. Let's see what results he gets by trying to bring us back. Okay, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again. There it is again. And said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Not meat. They got the manna, flesh to eat. And we remembered the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, the color thereof as the color of a beryl. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, and beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families every day in the door of their tents, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. So there we go again. We got these. We got us murmuring, complaining about the food again. Okay, he gave us all the stuff. Remember, he's giving us our diet. He's trying to bring us back. We're his people. We're being brought out of Babylon, out of this system. Today, you tell people the same thing that they say, no, man, no. We want the flesh. We want the unclean animal. We want all the stuff that Yahweh said that we should not be eating. We love flesh. We love what Yahweh is not going to give us. So this is a problem. So what do we have here? And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves today, verse 18, Numbers chapter 11, tomorrow, and ye shall, for I have heard in the ear of Yahweh saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, Yahweh will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. But even a whole month, till it come out at your noses, and it be loathsome unto you. So he says, you're going to eat enough meat until you are sick of it. That's what he's saying. So it's become loathsome to you, because that ye have despised Yahweh, which is among you, who tried to give you a different lifestyle, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slaughtered, slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all flesh of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And Yahweh said unto Moses, is Yahweh's hand wax short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied it, and it ceased not. But there remained of the men in the camp the name of one of Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied it in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses that Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, envy thou for me, for my sake? Would Elohim that all Yahweh's people were prophets, and that Yahweh would put his spirit upon them. And Moses gathered them into the camp, and he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from Yahweh. So Yahweh wants us all to be filled with his spirit. He doesn't want just the church leadership, just the pastors, just the bishop, just the pope. No. That's a bunch of hogwash. He wants all of his people to be filled with the Spirit, that they might be able to have a connection with Yahweh. And he gives us different gifts. And verse 31, and there went forth a wind from Yahweh, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall on the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it was a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. Okay, so he complained. They complained so much in his ear that he gave it to them. Okay, so he gave them what they asked for. Not because he wanted to, because they have complaints and murmuring for days outside their tent. And the people stood up all the day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quail. He that gathered least gathered 10 omers, and they spared them, shared them abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, amen, there we go, air, it was chewed. The wrath of Yahweh was kindled against the people, and Yahweh smote the people with a great plague. That's from eating that meat. That's right. Eat the meat, eat the flesh all you want, and see if you don't be cursed. See if you don't be wax strong. And he called the name of the place Kirirabath Ba, because there they buried the people that lusted. All right, we're going to stop here. I wanted to make sure you can see. Yahweh gave them three diets: fruitarian before the fall, vegetarian after the fall, meat after the flood. Then when he took them out of Egypt, he tried to bring them back to the diet after the fall, vegetarian diet. They complained. They received angels' food. They received the stuff from heaven that they would need it, and they complained so much that he says, okay, I'll put you back on the fallen diet after the flood, and you guys are going to die. And he killed, and they died. And so we can see clearly that what are we going to do? Are we going to follow the course of this world, or are we going to come out of Babylon? See, that Babylonian mentality, that mentality is stuck with us. And so that slave mentality of wanting the liquor, the drugs, the wine, the flesh, the unclean animals, and all of those things, that's where we are. And so you have to decide, are you, what are you going to put in this temple? You are the temple of Yahweh, and he that destroyeth the temple, him shall Yahweh destroy. So is your temple being destroyed? Are you eating stuff that's destroying your temple? Or are you preserving your temple so that you might be a temple of Yah and he does not destroy it? Please do not hesitate to move forward in the will of Yahweh. Do not constantly think about that, hey, Yahweh, do my own thing. But if you do, let it be assured that what happened in Egypt will happen again.